From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. We will see a fairly rapid alternation of weather systems over the coming week. No major storms are anticipated. The major forecast concerns relate to gusty winds west of the Green Mountains today and tonight, and to the chance of a wintry mix late tonight, including the slight chance of slippery road conditions by morning in the Northeast Kingdom and in far northern New Hampshire. And it is possible that a similar situation could arise from Thursday night into Friday. Mostly sunny skies can be expected this afternoon, but it will be windy along and west of the Greens and over high terrain in the east. High temperatures will range from the mid-30s to around 40 east of the Greens and in the 40s west. Winds will come out of the south at 10 to 15 miles an hour east of the Greens, gusting to 25, and 15 to 20 miles an hour west of the Greens and gusting to 40 miles an hour. Increasing southerly winds today will be driven by the difference in pressure that spans from high pressure just off the New England coast and strong low pressure spinning over Hudson Bay. The wind will be more pronounced over high terrain and in the valleys west of the Greens, while that air that is nestled into eastern valleys last night will take longer to displace, with stronger winds remaining aloft. In the west, rising air related to the warmer waters of Lake Champlain should help the atmosphere in the Champlain Valley to overturn and help to bring the wind aloft closer to the surface. A warm front is now entering western sections of the forecast area and should be just east of the Champlain Valley by this evening. As it continues northeastward overnight, the warm front will have little time to warm things up east of the Greens before the system's cold front sweeps in around sunrise. Although likely to rebound late, temperatures could be falling quite rapidly early tonight in eastern valleys, especially where skies remain clear and the wind diminishes. All of this suggests that there could be some isolated pockets of freezing rain in the Northeast Kingdom and far northern New Hampshire late tonight and early tomorrow morning as the light precipitation moves in just ahead of a cold front. The front will be relatively moisture-starved, so southern areas east of the Greens should see a later onset of precipitation and even lower amounts, if any. Even in northern areas, precipitation tomorrow should be diminishing by afternoon, at which point temperatures will be falling in most places, and we will be in for another quite cold night tomorrow night. After that, we'll have slightly milder than average conditions on Thursday with high pressure overhead before the next chance for precipitation arises on Thursday night and into Friday. In the forecast summary for this afternoon, mostly sunny, highs from the mid-30s to around 40 east of the Green Mountains and in the 40s west. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour east of the Greens, gusting to 25, 15 to 20 miles an hour, and gusting to 40 from the Green Mountains westward and over high terrain in the east. For tonight, increasing clouds late in the south with a slight chance of rain showers late in the southwest, becoming mostly cloudy north with a rising chance of valley rain showers from the northern Green Mountains westward and rain and snow showers mixed over high terrain. Chance of wintry mix northeast, including isolated pockets of freezing rain. Lows in the 30s to near 40, except upper 20s to lower 30s northeast. Winds overnight from the south at 10 to 15 miles an hour east of the Green Mountains, 15 to 20 miles an hour, and gusting to 40 in the west. On Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny south. Chance of a wintry mix early northeast, otherwise scattered valley rain or mountain snow showers, mainly north, diminishing in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s north, 40s to near 50 south. Winds becoming northwest tomorrow, 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 30. Tomorrow night, becoming mainly clear, lows in the mid-teens to lower 20s, around 10 above in northern cold hollows. And for the day on Thursday, sun mixing with increasing clouds, highs in the upper 30s to mid-40s, light winds becoming south less than 10 miles an hour east of the Greens, 10 to 15 along and west of the Greens. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.